Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny, 开言英语祝你情人节快乐。
Hello, dear sweet listeners, this is Adam. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to you all.
好，那我们今天节目首播的日子呢，就是2月14号情人节。当然我们也已经做了好多期好多年情人节的节目了。所以大家到开言英语的 APP 只要搜索 Valentine's Day 或者情人节中文这些关键词呢，都能找到过往的节目。我们今天 Adam, 你有什么新鲜的情人节内容要送给大家？
Yeah, so that is pretty tough to come up with fresh ideas for Valentine's Day. This year, we're going to go not with love and like and heart like in the past, but with the word that I said right at the beginning, sweet.
Oh, 因为情人节就是很甜蜜，爱情就是很甜蜜的，对不对？
Yes, also, on Valentine's Day, we often exchange candy, and the British, our British friends, call candies sweets.
好，那我们今天的节目会分成两大部分。第一部分呢，就是跟大家分享一些和 sweet 这个词相关的，你可以跟自己的情人、爱人用的英语说法。然后呢，第二部分，we're still sticking with the word sweet, 但是我们会拓展它的用法，跨出爱啊、情情爱爱的范畴，这些 sweet 可以用在别的事情上面。
Okay, so first let's start with a word that lots of lovers all over the world will be calling each other today, and that is sweetie.
Sweetie, S-W-E-E-T-I-E.
That's right. So remember, guys, even though there is a T in there, it's going to sound like a D, sweetie.
那这个 sweetie 是你可以叫自己的另一半啦，不管你们是男女朋友还是已经结婚的，而且也不太限年龄，对吧？即使是很年长的老夫老妻也可以互相叫 sweetie。
Right, right, right. Anybody can call anybody sweetie, really.
Sweetie, yeah. It's a very sweet 称呼. It's a very sweet form of address.
That's right, but it is notquite as sweet as this next form of address, and that would be sweetheart.
啊，甜心，小甜心啊 ,sweetheart. 诶，我之前还不知道说 sweetheart 比 sweetie 更甜啊 ,sweeter 啊。
Sweeter, yeah, maybe a little bit sweeter. For a lot of people, they'll be exactly the same. Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetheart.
啊,sweetheart. 那 sweetheart 是不是和 sweetie 一样，就是你能用的那个对象是都可以，男女朋友或者夫妻，然后不限年龄。
Right, yeah, pretty much anybody can use them to address anybody else.
哦，你说的这个 anybody else, 真的，因为我有的时候去买咖啡，长一点的收银员都会叫我 sweetheart, which always makes me really happy.
Right, right, old ladies at the store, they still always call me sweetie or sweetheart.
诶，但这样跟自己的爱人用会不会有点就不够特别啊？因为这个词真的跟谁都能用。
Well, that's between the couple, right? They might say sweetie pie, they might say sweetie poo, they might say sweetie bae. Like, you can take these words and customize them a little bit.
哦，所以就是在那个 sweetie 后面你可以再加一个哈，可以加 pie, 像苹果派，或者 bae, B-A-E, 就是宝贝。I like those. Those sound very romantic and intimate.
Right, right, right. Now, speaking of romantic, speaking of being intimate, a big part of those things is sweet talk.
嘴真甜，我就发现 Adam 嘴非常甜哈。Sweet talk. 所以 sweet talk 是名词还是动词呢？
It could be both, right? And actually, it's funny because we can also say sweet talker. And that's sometimes good, but in a lot of cases, that can be bad, right? You could say, if someone is a sweet talker, like maybe he or she uses those sweet words to
manipulate people.
Thank you, manipulate people.
对，就是 sweet talker 有的时候给人感觉就有点太油嘴滑舌了。
Right, right, right. But sweet talk is...Nothing like that. It's just between a couple. Oh, I miss you, sweetie bae. Oh, I love you, sweetie bae. You're the best bae.
Okay, so that's couples sweet talk.
Right. Also sometimes referred to as sweet nothings.
Oh, sweet nothings 吗？就是 nothing, 没有意义的事情，不重要的事情。
That's right, that's right. And it's the only time you will ever see S on nothing.
Nothing, so, yeah.
Yeah, here we know that it's kind of a special word, and it really, just like Jenny says, doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. Just, hey, babe, how's your day? You're the best.
但是这个对两个人的关系来说很重要啊。就男女关系很大程度上就是靠 sweet nothings 维系的。那这个很无聊的事情，如果你连这个事情也不想讲给你的另一半听，你们的感情可能也就索然无味了。对，很多时候 你喜欢一个人，爱一个人，就是不管多无聊，多不 make sense 的事情，你都等不及想讲给他听。
Yeah, I've never really understood why they define this word as meaningless talk between a couple or something, because they always do that. Yeah, it's pretty clear that this is pretty important. It kind of helps a relationship to function.
对，可能对别人来说是 meaningless, but for the couple, to the couple, it's super important to whisper sweet nothings in each other's ears.
Right, right. Okay, so that is a fairly fixed expression. Whisper sweet nothings into someone's ear. And that's really all this means. Just make sweet talk to your bae.
对，诶，中文咱们会说一个人嘴很甜哈，你嘴真甜。英语可以说 you've got a sweet mouth 吗？
Well, wait a second, because we're going to go over a few different definitions or a few different usages of sweet. The short answer is no.
Okay, so guys, don't say that. 在你的脑子里面 delete 掉，没有这个说法。讲一个人嘴真甜，你可以说 you're a sweet talker, 是吧？但是刚刚 Adam 说的有可能是 negative.
Yeah, so it's usually pretty safe to just say, you're sweet. Thanks, you're sweet. Or thanks, that's sweet.
好，那学了那么多就是很甜蜜的卿卿我我的语言之后，我们现在来看看 sweet 其他时候还能怎么用。
Okay, so actually a lot of these have come from our comment section recently. We have had a lot of questions about different...phrases with sweet, such as our first one, sweet tooth.
我今天早上还带我两个小孩去看牙医，就常规的牙齿检查。Sweet tooth, and my kids certainly both have sweet teeth, ma.
Ooh, that is a really good question. So personally, as a native speaker, I would try to avoid that phrase, because I don't think you would say sweet teeth. You would say they both have a sweet tooth.
Okay. 那 to have a sweet tooth 意思就是很爱吃甜食。
Right, exactly. Now, one of the questions we get in relation to this that is not related to tooth or teeth is can we use other flavors instead of sweet?
比如爱吃辣。
I have a spicy tooth. Yeah, we can't do that. This is really only for sweet food.
它是自己的一个固定搭配啊。I have a sweet tooth. 好，那如果你很爱吃甜食呢，你吃到一个很棒的甜品，你可以说 Oh, this is really hitting the sweet spot. 可不可以这样讲？
You could, yeah, you could. So the sweet spot is kind of a interesting challenge to define because it's kind of a balance or it's kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah.
The most optimal?
因为我觉得你刚刚讲那个就很对啊，是一个平衡。比如我们做节目，这个节目呢，既要有趣，但也要很有用。我们两个自己要录得开心，但又不能自嗨，要对大家有用。节目时间不能太长，又不能太短。就是 you have to balance a lot of things. And when you kind of got that perfect balance, you can say, 可以怎么说 we've reached a sweet spot?
Probably find, I found a sweet spot.
To find a sweet spot.
Right. So a lot of people often talk about their work-life balance. That's another time we would use sweet spot. Like, I found the sweet spot between my responsibilities at work and my responsibilities at home, and also just being able to relax and not do anything.So yeah, a sweet spot, the sweet spot, they're both great.
诶，那如果像你说的 if you found the sweet spot between work and life, that sounds like you have a pretty sweet deal.
Sweet deal. Yeah, sweet deal is a great phrase.
它的意思就是你在一个很好的情况，一个 situation 状况里面。
Right, exactly. Well, think about what a deal is, of course. A deal is when you buy or sell something. And often, if you get a sweet deal, it means that you bought something for a very cheap price. So you're very happy about that. Wow, sweet deal, sweet deal. So we use that phrase to talk about other situations that make us happy. Wow, you know, what a sweet deal this guy has. Wow, look at his...car, look at his home. Yeah, sweet deal.
哎，或者我们就可以 simply say sweet, 那个 deal 也可以省略，对吧？
Yeah, sweet is great. So this is what I was talking about before with sweet mouth. Because you can say anything is sweet and mean that it is good or cool or awesome or okay.
Sweet.我觉得 sweet 它就像你说的是可以跟 cool, awesome 这些词交替使用的。比如今天晚上去吃火锅吧 ，sweet， 就是很好，是不是 ？Like that sounds awesome， 就这个意思。
Even better would be if Jenny said like, "Hey Adam, I want to treat you to hot pot." Then I'd be like, "Oh, sweet."
可以说 sweeter 吗
？Yeah, yeah, even sweeter. Yeah, even sweeter.
哎呀，不用了，你现在很成功嘛，你可以请我。
Yes, that's right. I often walk around smelling the sweet smell of success everywhere I go.
好，我们今天教大家真的都是一些单词或者短语啊，稍微长一点的呢，就是这个说法 the sweet smell of success.
Right, so what does that smell like? I don't know, new cars, first class seats in airplanes? I actually have not found the sweet, sweet smell of success yet. So one day I would like to know what it actually smells like. Now, we don't need to overthink this one. What does Bill Gates' house smell like? Probably smells like an old man, to be honest. But the point is, the sweet smell of success is kind of a set phrase.
好，那我自己更喜欢的一个说法呢，就是家，甜蜜温馨的家。你的家不一定像 Bill Gates 的家这么豪华，但是哎呀，我们说金窝银窝都不如自己的狗窝嘛。
Right, right, right. So there's a very, very old phrase in English. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Home, sweet home.
Right, right. Home, sweet home.
这个意思也就是家是最好的，是最甜蜜、最温暖的。
Yes, but we can also use it in other situations, like when you have arrived home. Let's say it was a very long trip, and you know, you finally got in the door. Oh, home sweet home.
对对，是。哎，或者很想家，可不可以说 Oh, home sweet home, I miss my home.
Oh, I miss my home, my home sweet home. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, poor guy.
好，那我们今天跟大家分享了很多 sweet 的说法。I think we can keep this show short and sweet.
I think that is a really good idea. It's always good to keep things short and sweet, guys. You don't want to talk too much. Keep going on and blah, blah, blah.
对 ,short and sweet 也是英语的一个固定说法。意思很简单啊，字面上很容易理解。因为我们上一次火锅的节目录了30多分钟，然后 Adam 他粗剪draft cut 剪节目的时候就说，哎，你能不能话少一点
？Yeah, let's keep it short and sweet, Jenny. Short and sweet.
对，因为他说我剪到半夜，我就想去睡觉了啦。
Right, 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 right. Fortunately, Jenny is a very, very kind boss, and she said, "Hey, you know what? You can finish this tomorrow. For now, sweet dreams."
Sweet dreams, 这个就是晚安的意思啊，就是好好休息。
Right, exactly.
对，所以除了说 good night 呢，还可以加一个 sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams, see you in the morning. Yeah, exactly. We used all of these phrases when I was growing up. We still do. Night, night, see you in the morning, sweet dreams, all of them.
对，然后也有很多朋友是喜欢在睡前听我们的节目。So if you're listening to us on your bed during your bedtime, we wish you sweet dreams.
That's right, sweet dreams, guys. And for all of you who are not lying in bed and you are dying to leave a comment, well, why not go ahead and do that right now? Why not use one of these sweet expressions you learned today?
但今天可能大家很忙吧，二月十四号啊，有很多有情人节的计划。最后我问一下 Adam, what is your Valentine's Day plan? 这什么意思Nothing, 而且不是 sweet nothings, 就是 nothing, 是吧
Yeah, it's still a pretty special time in the world, so ask me next year.
Omicron.
Yeah, I'll be whispering sweet nothings into Omicron's ear.
没有没有了，也祝 Adam sweet dreams, 最近剪节目很辛苦哈。
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everyone. That's a very sweet thing to say.
好，那感谢大家收听我们的节目。To all of our dear sweet listeners, we love you and we look forward to seeing you next time.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.